This is Film for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
I noticed that Bears got a pretty decent Rotten Tomatoes score. It's about 79% of the users liked it, which makes me wonder, the 21% of the people who didn't like this movie, what is wrong with them? What is wrong with you? How can you not like this movie? There's no possible way that you could like this movie unless your sole intention was to watch something and act unimpressed to try to provoke debate among your friends as the person who's tough to impress. Unless you're consciously inhabiting somebody who you are self-aware of the knowledge that other people view you as somebody who's hard to impress, this movie will impress you. Bears, other than, you know, it's got some silly voiceover by John C. Reilly, who is a little bit like a bear cub himself, which is obviously aimed at kids, and there's a lot of cutaways. You don't get to see a lot of the gruesome of actual Mother Nature, which I don't know if that's really good for kids not to see how things actually are. But I will tell you, what you do see is quite amazing. There were times during the movie when I actually imagined different voiceover. They anthropomorphize, which is to say they make them like people. A mother and her two bear cubs, a boy and a girl. And they are it's like the cutest thing you've ever seen in your life. And it's incredible. The high definition documentary footage from the wild grizzly bears as they struggle for survival in Alaska. It's heartbreaking. It's amazing. Nobody dies, but there are times when the bears might be eaten by a wolf, the cubs, or another bear attacks and tries to go after the cubs for food. Just, it's an incredible tale. But why is it that we are so fascinated with looking at animals? I mean, there's something about the very nature of being alive that is just astonishing to watch them. It's the same reason that people who support zoos, which is a growing minority, I think, support zoos. This is a good alternative to zoos if you're against animal incarceration. It's the live animal in his natural habitat or her natural habitat being followed by documentary filmmakers. And if you've seen Grizzly Man, then you know that every once in a while they might like to snack as well. But anyway, it's just astonishing. It's amazing. Watch the underwater cameras of watching salmon as they swim upstream against the cameras. I mean, we've all seen the salmon jumping into bears' mouths in National Geographic and whatnot. Here you get to see live-action, slow-motion cameras swimming up and into, like, the mouth of a bear. It's amazing. It's really, at its very core, it's the essence of what cinema does. It's like an old train coming through the tracks by the Lumiere brothers.